Good evening, my kidney stoners. I hope everyone had an amazing week. I hope everyone's also going to have an amazing weekend. Today, I'm going to talk about dialysis and what is dialysis and how it works and most of the ins and outs of it. So, dialysis itself is the process of removing excess fluid, salts and toxins from the blood for people whose kidneys can no longer perform these functions naturally, which means if you're in kidney failure, this is what you need to do for your body to stay cleaning out your blood and your toxins so you don't poison yourself. So dialysis is a way of cleaning your blood when your kidneys can no longer do the job. It gets rid of the waste, salt, and water, and also helps reduce your blood pressure. So dialysis itself is a machine with a filter on it. And when they hook you up to the machine, your blood goes through the filter, and the filter itself, what they call the filter, is a dialyzer. And the dialyzer is what cleans out your blood, and then they return your blood back to you, all cleaned of the toxins and whatnot. So there's two types of dialysis. You have hemodialysis, and you have peritoneal dialysis. So hemodialysis is when the blood is being pumped through the machine, through the dialyzer, and then back to you. So hemo, which means blood, that's where you get hemodialysis. In hemodialysis, there's two ways to be able to do dialysis. You can get a graft, or you can get a fistula. The fistula is when they take your artery vein and they hook it up to one of your regular veins, they tie them together, and that becomes a fistula. Now, it takes 3 to 4 months for the fistula to mature for you to be able to use your fistula while you're on dialysis. And when I say meaning mature, that means the fistula has to develop a strong enough blood flow so that when they hook you up to the machine, that when they draw the blood out through the needle and then return it back through another needle, it has to be big enough so they could pump enough blood out so it actually cleans enough of your blood. So that's what a graft is. A graft is when they take your artery vein, they connect it to a regular vein, and then over 3 to 4 months, that vein is going to grow bigger and large, which allows the blood flow better, and then they could hook you up to the machine. The reason you have to let it mature is because the needles that they use for your fistula are about 15-gauge needles. So when you go get your blood drawn, I believe those are 20-gauge needles. So that's how, you know, the higher the number, the smaller the needle. So the 20-gauge needle is what they use to draw blood. A 15-gauge needle is probably the size of, if you've ever taken apart a pen, the plastic where the ink is in, that tube, that's probably the size of the needle. So two of those are going to go into your either forearm or your bicep, depending on where they put the fistula. And then, like I said, one needle goes on the bottom of the fistula or the graft and draws the blood out, and then it goes through the machine, and then the other needle is so it can return. Now, a graft is very similar to a fistula. It's the same concept, hooking up the artery vein to the other regular vein. But with a graft, they actually put in a plastic tube to connect the two veins. So that doesn't need to mature. That just needs to heal. So usually the graft takes, you know, 3 to 6 weeks to heal, and then you can use the graft, which is the same concept. They stick the needle into the graft, and which is like a tube, and one needle draws the blood, the other needle allows the blood to go back in. Now, a fistula is much better for you health-wise with infections and stuff, because the fistula is your veins. There's no foreign object in your body, so it's a lot easier to maintain and take care of because it's your own body. When you have the graft, you have something in your body, so you got to take care of it better, and that's more likely to get infected because it's a foreign object. So you always want to do the fistula, but depending on your age and how your veins are, if you have good veins and stuff like that, then you could get the fistula. But if you're, you know, an elderly person and your veins aren't that good, then they're going to have to put the graft in because your body won't be able to, your veins aren't strong enough for the fistula. Now, in the meantime, after they put in the graft or the fistula, you know, it takes weeks for the graft to be able to use, and then it takes months for the fistula to be able to use. So what they do, and this part really sucks, but they have no choice, what they do is they put an external catheter. In my case, they put it in my chest, on the left side of my chest, kind of in between, your nipple and your collarbone. They'll kind of put it in between there, and they stick one end of the tube into the vein, and then that's under the skin. And sticking out the skin, you have two other tubes, usually red and blue. Now, those are temporary tubes that they're going to use to hook you up to the dialysis machine so they can cleanse your blood and clean your blood until your graft or fistula is ready to be used. So that's a good thing. You can use that right away once they put it in the same day or the next day. The only downfall with this thing here is it's external. So it's always sticking out. It has to be covered. You can't have it uncovered. And because it's sticking out, it's very likely to get infected a lot easier. So you want to make sure it's very clean. You take care of it. You can't get it wet. So when you take a shower, you got to make sure you cover it with plastic, or they make covers for it so it doesn't get wet, or just take a bath. But it's just very uncomfortable because you have this tube sticking out your chest about, you know, 5-6 inches. And it's always sticking out, and then you got to put tape or plastic over it. So it is very annoying. It gets itchy. It starts to sweat. It is very uncomfortable. So the sooner that comes out, the better it is for you. And then you won't have to deal with the tubes sticking out and getting infected and causing any other uncomfortableness that you already have to do. So now when they put the graft or the fistula in, like I said, you have to get, they're going to stick you with these 15 gauge needles. And I'm not going to lie, it hurts. When they stick you with these needles, they got to stick you twice. Every time you got to get stuck twice. It does hurt. It hurts a lot. Not a little bit. Like I said, the needles are not like when you draw blood like a little baby needle. The needles are a lot longer and a lot thicker. So they do hurt going in. It's not something you get used to because you can't get used to being stabbed. You know, it hurts. What happens though is, after doing it for so long and being stabbed or poked or stuck, however you want to say it, over time, your arm is going to start to build a scar and scar tissue. So over time, from them sticking you, the scar tissue is going to build up. Once that scar tissue forms, it's going to be a little harder for them to stick you with the needle. But once that scar tissue forms, you're not going to feel it no more. So once the scar tissue forms, as long as they keep sticking the needle where your scar tissue is, after that scar tissue builds, it won't hurt no more. So that part, the pain will go away eventually, but that just takes a few months. And then, like I said, once the scar tissue forms, you won't feel it. If scar tissue forms and then you do feel it, that just means they poked you in a spot that no scar tissue formed. So I'm at a point, I've been doing it for so long, but sometimes I feel it, sometimes I don't. But when you do feel it, it does hurt. It's not no little pinch. It's very painful. It's not something you'll get used to. I've been doing it so long. It's like I said before, it's like, you know, brushing my teeth. I got to do it every day. But you don't get used to it. It's not something you get used to. I don't want to say I'm used to going to it. I don't know what the right word would be is, you know, because I have no choice. I have to go. But you don't get used to being stuck and you know, the discomfort of it. You can't get used to being uncomfortable, if I'm saying that right. So to me, I've been doing it so long, but you don't get used to it. You just do it because you have no choice. So yeah, so that's the thing. You have the graft and the fistula. So that's if you're going to do hemodialysis through the blood. Now, the other type is peritoneal dialysis. Peritoneal dialysis is the same thing. It filters out, but it's the inside of your stomach. The lining of your stomach is what acts as a filter for peritoneal dialysis. So for peritoneal dialysis, they put a tube right next to your belly button into your stomach, into the lining of your stomach. And this will always be sticking out. The tube sticks out about 6 to 8 inches. You know, they stitch it into your stomach, but after a few months, you know, your body kind of grows to the tube and your skin. So it becomes part of your body. but it's always going to be sticking out next to your belly button, 6 to 8 inches. They make belts and straps and holders so you can tuck it or put it to the side if you want. But peritoneal dialysis is fluid exchange. So once they put that tube in your stomach, they're gonna hook you up to a machine, and you do this at home for 8 hours, and you can do it at night, but it's an 8-hour process, and you have to do it every day. But you do it while you're in bed, so it doesn't interfere with anything you're doing if you do it while you're in bed or while you're sleeping. So pretty much what's gonna happen is, when you hook that tube up to the machine, every half hour, liquid is going to fill up into your stomach, and then it's going to stay in there for a half hour, and then the machine's going to pull it back out. The liquid itself is what cleans out your body in peritoneal dialysis. While it's in your stomach, the liquid will pull all the toxins and waste and excess fluid and all that from your body, from your blood or whatnot. And then when the machine pulls it out, you know, it'll take it out. And then same thing, every half hour, it'll put in new fluid. That fluid will work for a half hour and clean out all your toxins and stuff. And then the machine will pull it back out. So you got to do this every day, but it's for 8 hours. There's no days off when you do peritoneal. But because you're doing it every day, your diet's a little more lenient, your fluid's a little more lenient, because you're doing it every day. So your body's constantly being clean, and whatever you drank today, you're gonna take it out today. When you do hemodialysis, it's every other day for 3 to 4 hours. So you gotta be very careful on what you eat and drink, because on your off days, whatever you eat and drink, you're going to retain. So it's pretty wild how it works. You know, when you go to dialysis, they're going to ask you to weigh yourself. For someone like me, when I get on the scale, I weigh roughly around 157, 158 in pounds. And then when I go to my dialysis after 4 hours, when I go back on the scale, I'm down to like 150. So I just lost 7 pounds in 4 hours. Reason being, it's just fluid. So No matter when you go to dialysis and you weigh yourself, you're always going to weigh more because whatever you ate and drank stays in your body. Most likely you're not urinating, so you're not losing any fluid that way. So you got to be careful because it'll build up in your legs, it'll build up in your heart, and that's when you'll start having trouble breathing, and it's a pain in the ass when you can't breathe because of fluid. So definitely watch your fluid and your food and your salt while you're on dialysis. But as you're doing dialysis, you'll see what you feel comfortable with. Someone like me, I feel a little more comfortable with a little bit of fluid on me. Not too much fluid, but not no fluid, not completely dry. So I like to have maybe a pound of fluid on me at all times because I feel a little better. Some people might want to take all their fluid off, which is fine. If that's how you feel better, then you gained 6 pounds of fluid, take 6 pounds of fluid off. If that's, you know, that's where you feel good at, that weight or that fluid. The only other thing that's bad about dialysis, about the fluid, is you got to watch how much, because if you gain 15 pounds of fluid in between treatments, and then when you go to treatment, first of all, they're not going to be able to take off that much weight. And then all that weight puts a lot of pressure on your heart. And you don't want that pressure on your heart because that'll just make your breathing worse and your chances of heart attack and your blood pressure. And you just don't want to have those issues. You already have enough issues to deal with. You don't need more stress on your body. So please watch your salt and watch your fluid. Fluid is very important when you're on dialysis. Very, very important. At the same time, if you gain a lot of fluid and you pull too much fluid, what happens is your body dehydrates and you start to get muscle cramps. And muscle cramps, when you're on the machine because they pull too much fluid, is a bitch. It hurts a lot because there is no fluid now in your body. Your muscles are so dry, they're just tightening. And you can't drink something, you know, you can't drink like you normally would. So you kind of just got to massage it out and deal with it while you're on the machine because you can't really move. And it's tough. So just try to please keep track of your fluid. Don't gain too much because you don't want the muscle cramps. Or if you pull too much, your blood pressure could drop and you could pass out on the machine. You don't want to do any of this stuff. It's more headache. It's more hassle. And you got enough shit to deal with. Just the dialysis itself. So please listen to what I'm saying. And watch your fluid. Watch your salt. Watch your food. And I promise you overall, just you're going to sleep good or better. Your breathing will be better. You'll be able to move more. Because you're going to feel it, man. If you gain too much fluid, you're not going to be able to tie your shoe. You're going to go out of breath. If you take 2 steps, just brushing your teeth, taking a shower, taking a shit, wiping your ass, you're going to be out of breath. And it's not fun. I promise you it's not fun. So please just watch your fluids. If you have to write it down, if you have to drink out of a measuring cup so you know how much not to drink. You shouldn't drink, if you're on dialysis and you're not urinating, you shouldn't drink more than 32 to 40 ounces a day of liquid. And that's not a lot. Because someone who's not on dialysis, they want to drink, you know, 8 glasses of water a day. That comes out, you know, 8 glasses of water is like 80, 90 ounces. If we drank that much, you wouldn't survive. You drown in your own body. So please, just listen to what I'm saying. I promise you, it's for your benefit. You don't want to learn the hard way like I did and drink whatever and eat whatever and then almost dying and feeling like shit. It's not worth it. So just pace yourself. If you want to have like 1 day a week, a cheat day, or if you want to eat something a little salty, do it on a day before dialysis. Because at least when you do eat it, at least the next day when you get dialyzed, it'll take it out your body. It won't be in your body so long. And it won't hurt you as bad because you're cleaning it out quicker. So if you do want to cheat or want to eat, just do it on days before you have dialysis. So at least the next day you have dialysis. And it can clean yourself out. So that's pretty much it on the dialysis. You know, you have the hemodialysis, you have the peritoneal dialysis. But the hemodialysis, like I said, is through the blood. You could do that in center. If you do that at the hospital, it's 3 days a week, 4 hours a day. It's either Monday, Wednesday, Friday, off Saturday, Sunday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, off Sunday, Monday. That's for in center. That's if you do hemodialysis in the hospital or at a clinic. If you're going to decide to do hemodialysis at home, everything's the same as if you were in center. You just have the machine at home, and your spouse or you're someone who's close and that you trust is going to have to go through the training with you so they can do it at home. But when you're at home, you got to do it 5 days a week. And it's roughly about 2.5 to 3 hours a day. So you're doing it a lot more, so you feel better. But at the same time, remember, those needles are big. So if you're doing it at home, you're going to be getting stuck with 2 needles every day. So for me, I was doing it every day at home. But after a while, my arms started getting sore and started getting bruised because you're getting stuck so much. So for me, I tried it. It just didn't work out for me. I like to go to in-center because it just works better for me. It's routine. I make sure I don't miss nothing. I have to go there. There's nurses there. There's techs there. So if anything goes wrong, you're already in good hands. You know, at home, God forbid anything goes wrong, you have to call an ambulance and whatnot, you know, from there. But like I said, whatever makes it easier for you, you consult with your doctor and your social worker, and whatever fits for your life and your routine and your day-to-day, then that's the type of dialysis you do. But just do what's more comfortable for you, because this is very uncomfortable doing dialysis. No matter which route you do, it's uncomfortable. But just do the route that's most comfortable for you, most convenient for you, and the one that makes you feel better. You know, you can do all of them. You could do hemodialysis and then try the at-home dialysis and try the peritoneal dialysis. And, you know, whatever one you like, you stay if you like it. If you don't, you go to the next one. But, you know, at least you have some options that you can choose from and whatnot. But, yeah, so that's basically the basics of dialysis, of the treatment itself. There's a lot of side effects from it. You know, the side effects are you're going to be tired. You could get dehydrated, a lot of cramping, headaches, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, you could get the shakes. You know, there's a lot of side effects. Just like everything, there's side effects. But if you do what you're supposed to do and eat right and stay on top of your meds, then the side effects aren't gonna be as bad. There's some things that are gonna happen that you can't control, like the blood pressure, your blood pressure dropping. That happens on the machine. You can't control it, and when that happens, you might faint, and that's just part of it. I've been doing it a long time. I've probably fainted 50 times on the machine. Nothing in my fault, just sometimes if they're pulling too fast or you're pulling too much fluid, your body just naturally reacts and your blood pressure drops, and if your blood pressure drops significantly, you're going to pass out. So that's why I like being at the clinic. God forbid something like that happens, at least you're around nurses and doctors and techs and professionals who know what to do right on it. You don't have to wait for nothing. But yeah, that's all I got for tonight on dialysis. That's pretty much the in and out of it real quick. If you guys have any questions or anything, like I said, just reach out to me on email, Instagram, Facebook, social media. I'm out there. I just want to do something a lot different tonight. I want to end this podcast with a prayer. Reason being, couple family members are having health issues of their own, and it sucks. And I know exactly what they're going through, and I hope I can help them in any way. And I hope this helped help them out in any way as well. But I just want to say a little prayer. Just to end this little podcast, because this one, a couple people, like I said, close to me and my family. One's older in age, like a lot older, great grandmother status, and I mean, grandmother age. And then a little one is young, like my daughter's age, a child, 6 years old. So I just want to say a prayer for them. So if y'all bear with me. May the Lord bless and keep all who are unwell today. May the Lord let his face shine upon all who are struggling with ill health and sickness of body, mind, and spirit. And may the Lord lift up the shining light of his lovely face on all who are struggling today with various diseases, disorders, and health problems. May he rise up with healing on his wings and look with deep compassion and mercy on all who need his strength today. May he pour into all their hearts peace and love. Amen.